together to fight for what we love.
Holds a significant amount of privilege and power over other groups.
You're listening to
Consider the Alternative.
Consider the Alternative.
Consider the Alternative.
Consider the Alternative.
A CITR podcast.
Thank you for listening to our lunchtime announcements, Peterson High. Have a marvelous Monday.
Kirsten's late, again.
Are you surprised?
She's the president. Would it kill her to drag some chairs?
She might break a nail. Jack isn't here either.
Those two are attached. I mean, they've only been dating like 4 months, and already they're so sweet, it's sickening. Maybe I should tell Haley she'd be more likely to get elected next year if she helps us set up.
It's not like anyone else is gonna run. The Great Elevens don't care about anything.
She doesn't care. All she cares about is being better than Kirsten.
At least we're still under budget for the dance.
There's still a week left.
Do not jinx it.
Just don't get your hopes up.
How am I going to survive until June?
Very slowly.
Oh wow, you guys are early.
The people who organized the meeting are supposed to show up before it starts.
I'm not late.
As my dad always says, early is on time and on time is late.
Did you get all the approvals?
We're all set.
Great. Where the hell is Marissa? Oh, there you are. Where's...
Right here, babe.
How did you know I was gonna...
You have a list. I'm next.
I have a list?
Every meeting. You look for Aiden, then Marissa, then me. Why am I last, by the way?
Because your locker is all the way by the art room.
Aw, do you remember how much time it takes me to get here?
Of course I do.
Jeez, you guys, get a room.
Right, sorry. Meeting. Aiden's here, Grayson's here, I'm here, Jack's here. Whoever the hell else needs to be here should be here. So, let's start. All right, guys, the dance is this Saturday, so I need all hands on deck. Committees, I need progress reports. Aiden, where's...
Eric, I needed those streamers yesterday. Get it done. Taylor, flowers, call that florist. Marissa, you're on keys. Jack, lights. Aiden, balloons. Thanks, everybody. See you Friday.
Everyone's already gone, Kirsten.
Oh. I think that went well.
We are nowhere near prepared.
It'll be great, babe. See you in pre-calc.
It will be great, won't it? Really get everyone in the Christmas spirit.
If we can get our act together by Saturday.
We'll be fine, Aiden. You worry too much.
Mm-hmm.
See you.
Bye, Kirsten.
Thanks for staying to help me put the chairs back.
Four days before the school dance.
Don't forget to get your tickets for the school dance today by the gym, and have a terrific Tuesday.
I can't believe she was late again.
I didn't see you helping set up, Haley.
It's not my job. I'm not the president.
Yet.
Well, she needs to step up.
Haley, tickets.
Oh, right. Sorry, Nelson. But seriously, this dance is a mess. Nobody had anything ready yesterday.
We'll pull through. We always do.
Because you have backup supplies in your trunk?
Because the dollar store is 5 minutes away.
Wow. You have no faith in Kirsten, do you?
Haley, I'm not going to discuss this with you.
It's not fair that you have to do everything and you're just the treasurer. You should have been president.
I didn't want to be president.
Still, they don't give you enough credit. You're the one running this thing.
I see what you're doing and it's not going to work.
I'm not doing anything.
Haley, sell the tickets.
Two days before the school dance.
Have a tremendous Thursday.
Haley, what is this?
The decorations, a day early. You're welcome.
This is not what we agreed on.
Red and green is such a tacky color scheme. Blue and silver is sophisticated.
We agreed, as a student council, we were going red and green.
Kirsten, you will thank me for this. It'll look so much better.
It's just streamers.
It's a color scheme, Aiden.
We had an agreement.
Well, it's too late to change it now. We can't take these back, and another set will put us way over budget. Right, Aiden?
It's your fault. Pay for it yourself.
I can't. Besides, I didn't even buy them. Eric, Samantha, and Aiden did.
Aiden, you went along with this?
Hey, I buy the balloons I'm told to buy.
You were at the meeting.
No, I wasn't. That was an after-school meeting on a Thursday, and Thursdays I can't come to meetings because I pick up my sisters.
That's every Thursday?
Every Thursday.
Well, this is unacceptable.
Look, I'll just go down to the dollar store and get a new set.
The streamers there are so bad.
Do you want red and green or not?
Thanks, Aiden. Please do that.
Thanks for this.
Stupid errands are better with friends.
It's just colors. Who even cares?
Kirsten, apparently. You know it has nothing to do with the colors.
Yeah, I know. It's still stupid.
Matters to them.
It's high school dance. In 10 years, no one will remember the color of the streamers. They won't even remember their worst streamers.
It matters right now.
It shouldn't. It really doesn't.
One day before the school dance.
Don't forget about the dance tomorrow, and have a fantastic Friday.
Okay. Settle down, everyone. So, first order of business. Jack and I broke up. It's not going to affect the student council at all, so...
So that's what we are. Just another item on the agenda?
Jack, not now.
What am I, arm candy? Can't be the president of the student council without a boyfriend, right?
Jack!
No, that's it. You want to be friends? You don't get to be friends. You're a shallow, selfish coward who only cares about what other people think. I am out. Find some other idiot to fawn over you.
Jack! Well, moving on. We have... I'm sorry, I can't.
Hold on, everyone. We still have a dance to plan. We can still do this, right? We're almost ready. I can get the flowers, and Marissa has the keys, so all we have to do is set up tomorrow morning, right? Right?
Sure.
It's not like anyone else pulls their weight anyways. Besides, where's Marissa?
She must have left already.
But she'll be here tomorrow, right?
She was supposed to give the keys to Kirsten because she's going to Florida.
Well, we'll just have to get another set of keys.
We can't. We only get one. And Miss Carlisle made it pretty clear she wasn't getting up early just to open the door.
There has to be something.
We're just going to have to count on Kirsten.
We're so doomed.
This episode was written and edited by Katrina Bassnett. The voice of Aiden was Jordan Manson. The voice of Grayson was Willem Rollins. The voice of Kirsten was Daryl Bailmans. The voice of Haley was Lindsay Tozer. The voice of the announcements was Katrina Bassnett. The music featured in this episode was Hollow World by Dexter Britton.